Online Trading Academy's core strategy is patented and built on the timeless principles of supply and demand. Text Cairo to 57682 to learn how you can trade stocks using this patented core strategy. Text Cairo to 57682.
And this is our number
two. It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Fastest 15. It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. And it is also producer Nicole Thompson's birthday. Happy birthday!
Woo! Thank you. I have such sweet coworkers.
But, yeah.
Friends, you are loved.
Jessamine brought in a totally keto diet approved cheesecake.
I saw that
she
with
the creative.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very.
And then
impressive.
I also got her a keto approved gift.
Yep, vodka.
I got a keto approved gift. I haven't given it yet. You want your gift now?
Sure.
Or later? Here's your gift. It was funny because my daughters have become quite close to
yes.
Nicole. And I asked them, because I'm tired of just getting Amazon gift cards for everybody.
Yeah.
But those are fun, too.
Yeah, I know.
But I like this. This is stuff you don't buy for yourself.
Exactly.
I love it.
What is it, Nicole?
Oh, it's a spa certificate.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, so Nicole can go luxuriate
I
for
like it.
And that is absolutely good
Thank
on keto.
You.
And I'm giving you your gift on Monday. I didn't have it today.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Monday.
Thanks, Sean.
And by the way, the tax and tips already included.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Spa visit there. So.
Thank you.
So happy birthday.
Thank you.
You are loved because you're the best.
Oh, yeah. So sweet. I'm very blessed.
Yes. Okay. So what are you doing? What are you doing for your birthday? You had your big party last Sunday.
Yep. I had a party last Sunday. We biked, did the bike bar tour where you have the 18 people pedaling.
Yes.
And then stop at breweries. That was fun. And then
one of my daughters was on the little bike tour there.
Nice.
Yeah.
She actually saved it because somebody bailed and then we didn't have enough people. So I had her grab a couple friends.
My daughter was able to find people who like to party?
Yes.
Wow.
Go figure.
Who would have thought that?
The coug.
Yes. Yeah. My coug.
Shocking.
My spirit animal.
Yeah, that's right. So happy birthday to Nicole as we get started. And then at 1:30 this afternoon, by popular demand, we're going to do the mailbag. But now are you getting I saw we're getting a bunch of questions via text, Sean. Are we looking good there?
Oh, we're looking great, Dory. We're going to have a great, bottom half hour of the show.
Okay. I like it. Please don't call it a bottom half. It's very disturbing.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to open the mailbag, and you still have 20 minutes to get your question in. If you have any question for any of us or about the show, and it can be about the news, but it's more just, you know what? It's more like chill time. So don't get too heavy and harsh my mellow, okay? I don't even know if any of that
and
makes sense.
And you can make your questions on Facebook. I posted a picture of Sean begging for questions.
Okay. All right. So if you have a question that you want to be part of the mailbag in the next half hour, you can text us at 98973. Sean DeTore is the curator of the queries, and he will go through all of your questions and pick the very best ones. So text it at 98973, or you can go to facebook.com/TheDoryMonson Show, and those come to us in the studio as well, or we'll see them on Facebook. You know what I'm saying here. Okay, we have a lot of news to get to here in the Fastest 15, and as you just heard in Ursula's newscast, and I've been trying to chase this down with my sources, there are pretty rampant rumors right now that the Seahawks are still talking to the Dallas Cowboys about making a deal for Earl Thomas. And so Earl Thomas is in the last year of his deal. They are afraid that he might not show up at camp. There's a very weird dynamic in pro sports where players want an extension before they go into their final season, mainly because final season of a contract, mainly because they're afraid, look, if I suffer a career-ending injury, then I'm done.
Yeah.
And so they want to get guaranteed money of a new big deal. But Earl Thomas is, you know, he's still the best safety in the game.
But he did have an injury, and he's getting older.
Yeah, he had a season-ending injury a year and a half ago, came back fantastic. He was great last year. But he's not getting any younger, yeah. And so the Seahawks have to make a decision. Do we want to give him an extension? Do we want to keep him and worry about whether he's going to be, you know, create some problems if he doesn't have an extension? I don't think they want to sign him to an extension right now.
And given that he, you know, visited the locker room, you know, of the Cowboys last season and kind of made it known that he would like them to come get him.
Yes.
I mean, would he be in the right headspace with everybody gone?
Yeah, and he's a unique character.
Love him.
It's hard to follow his brain cycles.
He's got a lot of energy.
I mean, he's the guy, when he got injured, and it was very strange for us because he got injured in the, I think it was the second quarter of a Sunday night game a year and a half ago. And we're just about to start the halftime show, me and Wyman and Paul Moyer. And all of a sudden, we see on Twitter, Earl, who's just suffered a devastating injury a few minutes ago, he puts out on Twitter that he's thinking about retiring minutes after the injury. And we are in this position. Do we mention? Well, no, we can't mention this because that's...
But that's coming straight from him.
Well, I know, but it's also very impulsive, and as people... I can testify to, it may have been morphine talking. I know a little bit about that. By the way, when I had my surgery a week and a half ago, it was a week ago Sunday, right after the surgery, I think it was while I was in the recovery room even, I texted Wyman and I think Brock... And our travel friend, Steve Danishek.
Yes.
And I went back and I looked at him the next day. The ones to Wyman and Brock kind of made sense. The one to Danishek was just garbled gibberish.
The one to me and Ursula was a little gibberish as well.
Did I text you guys right after the surgery, too?
I was sure you lost your gallbladder.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get the joke. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on things with Earl Thomas and see if the Seahawks do make a move. They did make a first-round draft pick yesterday, and it shocked everybody. I didn't think they were going to go with a... running back, but they did. Rashad Perry, San Diego State led the nation in rushing and all-purpose yards last year, although not against the highest caliber of competition. But people were just knocking it right off the bat. Here was ESPN Radio right after the Seahawks made their pick.
That's the crowd just went.
That's a wow.
Yeah.
Look, Rashad Penny finally got his turn playing behind Denell Pumphrey. But is this... Well, let's just talk about Rashad Penny for a minute here.
This is what I don't like about the draft. You have all these people who instantly, seconds after a pick, say, oh, they made a big mistake. Which is exactly what they all said right after the Seahawks took a quarterback named Russell Wilson. Oh, they could have gotten him in the fifth round. This is the biggest mistake. He's undersized. And it's like these media people somehow have convinced themselves they know more than John Schneider and Pete Carroll about this stuff.
Wasn't it more about the position that they picked, not necessarily who they picked, but just for the position because you could get a running back in a later round?
Yes, but...
Because they're a dime a dozen, supposedly.
Yeah, and it's my opinion on whether they should take a running back... more informed than John Schneider and Pete Carroll's? And the answer is no. They've done pretty well for themselves. And so I don't know. When I hear media people thinking they know more than these guys.
It actually makes me feel better about it because I think that this is when we do best, is when we do things that nobody expects.
Look, I get to talk to Pete every Friday during the season, and the lack of a running game was his absolute top concern. And so this shows a commitment to getting back to, what they were in the Marshawn Lynch days. So I always enjoy this, though, when they call the guy to tell him. And this guy didn't know he was going to be a first-round draft pick. So it was a surprise. He's at his home with his mom and about 50 members of his family and friends. And you know that all of these guys, they've dreamed about this day, this moment, since they were probably 4 years old. I want to play in the NFL. I want to play in the NFL. And I always love listening to the audio of John Schneider and Pete Carroll when they call to tell a young man that his dream has just come true.
Hello?
Hey, is this Rashad?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, it's John Schneider with the Seattle Seahawks call, brother. We're picking at we're picking at 27.
Okay, yeah.
You want to get selected here, or you want us to wait and trade back?
I want to get selected now.
All right, brother. Congratulations. We're gonna take you right here at 27.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're turning it in. Okay, here's Coach Carroll. All right, brother. Look forward to seeing you.
All right.
Rashad, congratulations. How about that?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We are really excited about this pick and know that you have a lot to offer, and you're bringing us a lot, and I hope you're really excited about this. This is a fine club to come to. It's a terrific team, and they're going to be really jacked about you being part of this thing. Get your sights set now. We're going to expect you to do quite a bit now. You're going to be involved in special teams. You're going to be involved at the spot running back, and you're going to have to come in and compete, but you're going to do that just like you always have.
Definitely.
Yeah, all right. Hey, well, congratulations.
You can always just hear
what
the
is he
emotion.
Yeah, what's he doing? Because he actually sounds more reserved than I would. I'd be yelling.
Oh, he was crying, and I think it's his mom or somebody is like putting her cheek to his.
He was crying because there was a camera in the house when the call was coming in.
Thank you, Mary.
Over Josh Jackson, but then
shifting
Josh Jackson. The comparison all along with him was with your guy Richard Sherman. There's no question.
So they're watching the draft coverage, seeing he's about to get picked.
Was it the fastest guy, but he was long?
Okay, that's
so
what I was expecting.
That reserved, yeah. At their home.
Okay, that's what I.
It was not
that makes more
quite
sense.
That reserved. So anyway, that was always a cool story. I love seeing the emotion of somebody's dream coming true. By the way, we're now at about the 10-minute mark if you want to get questions in for the mailbag. How are we looking, Sean? Are we good now and you can see if they can clear the already high bar?
You know what? The bar's pretty low right now. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're getting some good questions, but we need some more.
Okay.
I have some really interesting ones coming up for you at 1:30.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so if you want to get in a question for the mailbag, text us at 98973. That's 98973. Or you can go to facebook.com/Dory Monson, and we'll pick a few off of there as well. Okay, next up in the Fastest 15... Did you see the pictures of this homeless encampment at Green Lake? It is.
No.
Oh. They're you know those little concrete barrier walls where
yes.
they can just put they're about 4 feet long and they can string a few of them together to make a concrete barrier. So the reporter shows what's on the other side of this wall and the slope where this homeless encampment is. It's a huge bicycle chop shop. There are dozens of bicycles. And the thing that infuriates me about this is a year and a half ago, my wife and I, one of the presents we gave our middle daughter, who lives a few blocks from Green Lake, we gave her a bicycle. And it was in a locked storage room at her apartment building and got stolen out of there. How, we don't know, because there wasn't security camera to show how somebody got into the locked storage room. But when I see, and you know, so my daughter, she was heartbroken.
Sure.
When you're a victim of crime like that, and when I see this pile of bicycles and the fact that these encampments have made that's one of the ways that they get money for their heroin is to steal your stuff. In Q13 News, they talked to a neighbor by Green Lake who has absolutely had it with everything that surrounds this homeless camp.
Bowel movement on her driveway last week.
They have no facilities.
And then a needle on her driveway the other day.
And this guy's wife is regularly assaulted verbally for no reason at all.
Verbally abusing, walking past, calling my wife human trash and garbage for no reason whatsoever.
And then they showed the bicycle chop shop that they have.
They have basically a bicycle storehouse going. Yes, it is shocking. I had no idea. and that they operate so openly.
And he says that they're getting no help from the police. So, you know, what is it going to take? Is it going to take a big Hep C outbreak like they had in San Diego in those homeless encampments? Is it going to take somebody getting raped and murdered? Although, you know, a UW student was brutally raped in her apartment a couple of years ago by a homeless guy, a repeat offender homeless guy, catch and release guy. So what is it going to take? The rapes aren't making the police act. And the police, their hands are tied by city lack of leadership and these poor neighbors.
We have not been getting any useful responses from them. So far, all we understand is that the council has told the police to back off.
And a woman who lives in the neighborhood says, just enforce existing laws.
I'm not trying to criminalize the homeless. I'm against people breaking the law.
The one thing that works is news coverage. You know, there have been some stories. We talked about Marcus Whitman Middle School, where somebody in a drug tent set up in the doorway of Marcus Whitman. And then the cops respond. And Cairo TV actually broke that story. Our friend Gary Horker broke that story about Marcus Whitman Middle School. And then we talked about it on the radio that afternoon. And then the police showed up. When the media does coverage, but we can't cover all of these. When Q13 was at Green Lake, finally, the reporter said, because there was a news crew there.
Shortly after our interviews with neighbors, we noticed this. City crews putting up eviction notices for campers here.
And it's a group called the Neighborhood Action Coalition that is strategically putting these homeless camps, these drug camps, all around the city in, you know, nice family neighborhoods, because this is all, as you know, as we've well chronicled, this is a very calculated effort to make it as visible and as intolerable for the law-abiding, tax-paying citizens so that they will go for a massive tax increase. That's $75 million business tax for labor unions and drug addicts. And that's why, that's the strategy. And Matt Lang is with this group that is putting these camps all around the city.
The Neighborhood Action Coalition, the group responsible for moving the campers to this neighborhood, acknowledged to Q13 News that things have gotten out of control.
That have caused a lot of tension in that neighborhood, and it's just not best for anyone for that camp to remain.
Oh, come on. That is absolutely calculated. They want to cause tension in neighborhoods. They want people to feel like they're living in a third world country, so they'll vote for a major tax increase. It is disgusting the way our politicians are handling this issue. And that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
If you have a question for any of us or about the show, we're going to do the mailbag in the next half hour. Text us right now at 98973. That's 98973. Or go to Facebook.com/Dory Monson. We'll open up the mailbag coming up next.
I believe I'm going to be a mailman. Hey, you know what? This is all your mail.
The mail never stops. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. There's never a letup. It's relentless. Every day it piles up more and more and more. You've got to get it out. But the more you get out, the more it keeps coming in. And then the barcode reader breaks. And it publishes clearinghouse. Damn it.
By popular demand, we are opening the mailbag this half hour. If you have a question for any of us, Sean's here, Nicole's birthday girl is here, Ursula, and then Jennings, the newest member of the staff, is here. And by the way, how about the way Jennings is killing it?
Yes.
On My Northwest, where I think in your first week on the job, we had three, our show produced the three most read stories. And next month, I want to have the all top 10. That's the goal.
No pressure.
Yeah. No, but you're doing just a fantastic job, Nicole.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Story.
So Jennings is here. And this gets back to what Brock was talking about when Brock and Dave filled in for me last Thursday and Friday. Brock texted me after the show, and he goes, you have the most phenomenal crew of any show he's ever seen. And he's talking about Sean's the best board op, Nicole's the best producer, and Ursula's the best news person I've ever worked with.
Oh, sweet.
And now Jennings is just killing it.
I know.
So yeah, it's fun. It's just fun. So, and we get along. That's the
we
other
do.
Thing. We all get along. I like that. Okay, so we're opening the old mailbag. If there's any question that you want to have, Sean Dottori is the curator of the queries. And Sean, what's up first in the mailbag?
Well, we've had a lot of people asking about a Drew update. So do we know anything about Sir Drew?
I'm going to defer to Nicole, who is our point person. Drew Barth, our friend and colleague on this show, and then he took over producing the evening show. And about, oh gosh, how long ago was it? A month and a half? 2 months?
It was the end of February, February 23rd.
When he got in the accident, yes.
Yeah, got hit by a truck in the crosswalk outside of the building and sent flying. And significant injuries, but could have been a lot, lot worse.
Right. He had a head injury, a hip injury, a leg injury. I mean, there was a lot of injuries, but he's doing better. As far as the head injury goes, he says he feels more and more like himself every day. I think there's some things that came back a little slow, but I mean, he was always, you know,
sure,
talking and all. I mean, he was there, but things were, there was an obvious issue, but it's disappearing, I guess.
Right.
Dissipating. And then as far as his hip goes, I think there's some leg and hip issues in that he had a walker for a while, but he has now graduated to a cane, and he is hoping to be back next month.
Okay.
I mean, anyone who's had a traumatic brain injury or knows someone who has had one, I mean, Drew's story is really a miracle.
Yes. Yeah. The fact
Absolutely.
That he's going to be back to work, you know, before long. Yeah. Is fantastic news.
And the type of injury he had to his brain and how they took, I mean, they took part of his skull out and had to let it, take a big blood clot off of his brain. Yeah, and then
to take the pressure off to make sure there wouldn't
be
a permanent injury.
Normally there's more recognizable symptoms from that, I think. And he really, I mean, if you were talking to him right after the operation, and he was there, and that's not always the case, but he had some, like, typing would be hard, things like that are coming back.
So that's the update. He's doing much better. It could have been far more catastrophic, but it was bad.
Can I say one other thing? I know that he has been so appreciative, and he's been saying it on Facebook. He's been so appreciative of there was such an outpouring of support from our listeners, from his friends, from his, you know, family. I mean, the comedy world, where he, you know, he's a very popular comedian. I mean, people really came through, and what we were all telling Drew is it's because you put out good in the world, and it's coming back to you.
Yeah, he made real impact just having worked here for a year or so. All right, Sean, what else we got in the mailbag?
All right, sir. Well, we've got a lot of happy birthday wishes for Nicole, and from the 425, what is Nicole's favorite beer?
Blue Moon. Actually, Blue Moon from the Cinnabar. I don't know what's different about it, but it's awesome. But I like multiple beers.
Trying to get a sponsorship with the Cinnabar, Nicole?
Yeah. Right. I know. There's something special about it. But no, I'm not drinking beer right now.
Yeah, she's on keto. Yeah,
she's drinking vodka, however.
Don't go tempt
vodka.
Her. Yeah, that's right.
Right. If you offer her some pizza, she'll just scrape the meat and cheese off like she did yesterday.
That's right.
I don't think that needed to be public knowledge.
That always disgusts me, scraping off the meat and cheese. Paul Moyer does that during our post-game show, too.
Thanks, okay. Durandy, by the way, for the pizza.
Yeah, Durandy, our Duran Duran ultimate fan. It was Roger Taylor's 58th birthday. So that's why
forget?
He sent us a pizza. Such a knucklehead.
All right, and this one is from the 206 for Dory. Hey, Dory.
Hey, that's me.
Oh, my gosh. You seem like you know your way around a grill. What's your favorite cut of meat to cook? Mine is ribeye, medium rare, with a heavy char from the 206.
Mine is a thick porterhouse, and I will prepare it using the sous vide method. In fact, I made a thick steak last night. Put in the sous vide for about 2.5 hours, get the grill hot as can be, and then just sear it off. I cook it in the sous vide at 135. That gives you a perfect medium rare, and then you just sear it off on the grill, and it is perfect. Action.
Not
is
to
everyone
be conf-
supposed oh. to be knowing what? Sorry about what is the sous vide method?
Yeah, you vacuum seal it in a plastic bag, and then you immerse it in a water bath, and that will take the temperature, the core temperature, up to perfect for whether you like medium, you know, medium rare, medium well, whatever. And so all you have to do is sear it off. Then, but the thing about the sous vide is you can leave it in the water bath for 2 hours. You can leave it in for 6 hours because it just The water is 135 degrees. So the steak just assumes the temperature of the water. And it is for a thick steak, because it's so hard to cook a thick steak perfectly on the grill. You burn the outside and the inside's too rare. So there you go. But a porterhouse is the answer.
There you go. Yeah. Not to be confused with the Sue Bird method.
No. Correct.
Right. Sous vide, sous bird. There we go.
No, I got it.
From the
206. Didn't like it.
From the 206. Dory, what did you have for breakfast?
I didn't eat breakfast. This is one of my big flaws. I don't eat breakfast.
Okay, but you do eat lunch at 10.
Between 10:30 and 11. Yeah.
Well, that makes
you
it
have
breakfast.
A brunch.
Yeah, no, I eat my lunch between 10:30 and 11:30. That's my first meal of the day, and then I have dinner.
So what was that?
That was I just had a little turkey and Swiss on a little baguette
with more barbecue sauce than there was.
I only had that on half of it. Then I didn't do the BBQ on the second.
This is the information TMZ is waiting for.
Fascinating.
Barbecue is probably barbecue sauce. Is that your favorite condiment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trojan is second.
Okay.
All right.
I should take time out here. And then we'll continue.
Yeah, lead the show, Dory.
Okay, all right. So we're going to take a quick time out, and then we are going to continue with the mailbag. And you can still fire a question. We've set the bar really, really high, as you can tell. 98973, that's 98973, if you want to submit a question. Thanks for listening to the Dory Monson Show podcast, brought to you by Industrious Office. Industrious Office is just an amazing workspace right in the heart of downtown Seattle, right on 6th and Lenora, right where everything Seattle has to offer is on your doorstep. And at Industrious, you can start with the right size office and then scale up as your team grows. Go to industriousoffice.com/Cairo, schedule a tour, mention Cairo, receive your first month lease for free.
Hi, I'm Tina Sorensen, General Sales Manager for Cairo Radio. When Cairo Radio listeners miss their favorite show, they find it on demand. Maybe you should be advertising here. Give me a call and I'll help you out. 206-726-6819.
I got your letter from the postman just the other day.
Oh, we've been getting lots of inquiries from you as we continue with the mailbag here. Sean DeTore is the curator of the queries. What's next, Sean?
Yeah, so Dory, hold on here one moment. This could be for anybody, I suppose. Most embarrassing on-air moment.
Well, mine's pretty easy. I fell asleep. I fell asleep in the middle of a call. It was, have I told that story before? I know Jennings hasn't heard it.
Yeah.
So even if
tell
you
it
guys
again, have. A lot of
tell us again, Papa.
Okay. So when I first started out, I would take any gig, any opportunity. I was working at King 5 as a sports producer, and that was about a 50, 60 hour a week gig. And then I recorded sports reports for the morning news on King 1090 radio. And then I talked them into giving me a sports talk show on Saturday and Sunday evenings from 6 to 8. And then I talked to them. I said, let's add a news talk show from 4 to 6 on Saturdays and Sundays. And then I did a show called God Talk, where I had a priest and a rabbi and a minister come in, and we'd just talk about the news. So I'd been back in Atlantic City for King 5 covering a heavyweight championship fight, Foreman versus Holyfield. We fly back on Saturday morning, and I'm tired. I'm really tired. And I do my 4 to 6 news talk show, and I'm doing my 6 to 8 sports talk show. And we had no listeners. I mean, it was a great place to, you know, learn the biz and develop some chops, but we had no listeners. And it's about 7:45. I've been up since. I got up at 2 a.m. Pacific time to go from Atlantic City to the airport in Philadelphia. Finally, somebody calls in. So I take the call, and he just is droning on and on about something. And I just fall asleep. I had my head on my fist, and I just fall asleep. And all of a sudden, I don't know how long I was out, but all of a sudden in my earphones I hear, hello? Hello, Dory, are you still there? Hello?
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was a great point, Steve. Absolutely. But, that was it for me. But that's what you do in your first, you know, years on the
and
air.
I bet nobody even noticed that.
Well, nobody was listening. Nobody
Love
heard
that
it.
Too.
Would you have to go that far back? Because almost on a yearly basis, I have one. I think, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe that happened.
You
to
just
me.
Told your story a few weeks ago about yours.
I have a few, but I mean, there is one time that the worst thing that could ever happen would be to lose everything that you have on your screen. Your screen just goes blank right mm-hmm. in the middle of a newscast.
Yeah.
And I don't have any, like, papers or
right.
anything. And that happened, like, about 10 seconds into a newscast once. The computer just melted. I mean, I was just like, well, gotta go.
That was it. End of the newscast.
I'm going to have to get back to you.
That's why I have Nicole print out 70 stories a day. I'm surrounded by paper stories. We destroy a lot of trees.
It's not like I could ad lib 3 minutes of, you know, five different stories that,
sure.
you know, that I don't have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I didn't want to do that. Yeah, and then the other story was just really quickly the thing about the illegal cock ring in Pierce County that was. And I had to talk.
Oh, I have a drop of that.
See, I've said embarrassing things as well, but I'm not reliving them and letting everybody laugh at me again.
Let's hear Ursula.
I have to be able to laugh at myself.
Let's see. I've got a bunch from Ursula.
Oh, look at that.
Really? Do we have an Ursula blooper reel somewhere?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm looking for
he finds ridiculous
anything,
cut.
Yeah, he finds anything that sounds sexual.
Exactly. And most of it is,
mostly Sean.
And in all fairness, these were fighting roosters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Just
yes.
Make sure.
So I was actually quoting Ed Troyer, who told me that, and I thought nothing of it.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking for that one, but I do have this one.
You spend a third of your life doing it, or at least you're supposed to. Whoops. A truck driver says he underestimated the size of his semi.
I don't even get that one.
Sure you don't.
No, but that's where Sean's mind went. And he just promptly pulled it.
Yeah, I'm looking for the rooster
that's
one.
Okay,
you do.
Okay.
You know, we're out of time.
Yeah.
We don't need to relive it. It's too embarrassing.
You have any other questions for us?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
well,
good.
Actually, this is not so much a question, but Dory, your favorite pinball machine is 8-Ball Deluxe, and someone has their phone number here for you. If you're looking for one, in Puyallup, they have one available for you.
Puyallup?
Yeah.
Do I have to pick it up?
I don't know. But here you go. For Nicole, if you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
I don't know. I really... Well, what animal do I like the best or what animal would I be?
So what would you be?
Yeah, so... I don't know. I really like sloths and elephants. Those are my
sloths.
Sloths and elephants are my two faves.
You're like perpetual motion. Why would you want to be a sloth?
Well, they're just adorable.
Oh, yeah.
And so lovey-dovey. I love it.
They're evil.
Adorable.
They're evil.
Right. That's why I was leaning
fly.
Towards elephant, if I had to choose one to be.
They'll cut you to ribbons, those sloths, if you give them half a chance.
I think we've got time for one more.
Okay,
this
quick.
Is kind of generic,
okay.
But from the 253, what is the best chicken dinner?
Oh, that's a real... Oh,
what's
I'm
the
craving.
Winterest
chicken? No, I'll tell you what it is. And I know what it is because I had a craving for it a couple days ago.
What is it?
Because I haven't been doing carbs lately. Baked lemon ziti with chicken. It is unbelievable. I got this one recipe with fresh cream, and then you get some lemons, and you squeeze the lemons on, and you don't do the cream until late because it can sour a little in the cooking process. But I make this baked lemon ziti with chicken. Chicken and pancetta.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. That is the best. Oh, I'm craving that so much.
Good old Ezel's fried chicken.
That's pretty good, too. Okay, that's the old mailbag there.
Riveting.
I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Okay, coming up next, we will review all of the top stories this afternoon. It is the big lead at 2 coming up next.